Hey everybody, we are back with season 2 of the Rhodes Bobcast. We've got a bunch of stories today for you. One about our school socials, another about what's the deal with youth government, a great segment about why some of our Rhodes teachers wanted to be teachers, another story getting to the bottom of the video game craze, and finally a story about the upcoming graduation at the end of the year with 8th graders that have been here for a couple of months, and some for their whole lives. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Hello fellow Rhodes students. We have interviewed students from grades 6 through 8 to talk about their opinions on school socials. As many of you may know, we have socials throughout the school year that kids have the opportunity to attend to. All socials combine the 6th through 8th graders. It takes place after school from 2:45 to 4:30. These socials can be fun and good experience for some students, but for others, it might not be like this. Today we have prepared an interview of how 6th through 8th graders feel about the socials. Now we are going to interview 6th graders about their opinions.
What were your expectations of the social this year?
I was expecting it to be like fun, and they were going to have a lot of equipment to play with, and that you were just going to get to hang out with your friends and have a good time.
How did it turn out at the end?
It turned out fun because of everything we got to do and how we got to eat pizza and how it was only $3 and you just got to hang out with your friends.
Are you planning on going to other socials?
Yeah, I am, because it's an opportunity to see my friends after school and just to get to hang out with them and talk to them and like play with them. It's fun.
Now that you've heard the interview for 6th grade, we will continue with the interview for 7th grade.
Did you go to a social at all this year?
Yes.
Did you go yet last year?
Yes. There was like games you would play instead of just like kids playing whatever they wanted.
Did you enjoy it more?
Yes. Yeah.
We have completed the 7th grade interviews and are continuing to the 8th grade.
How did you feel about the last social you went to?
It wasn't the best, but I enjoyed it a little bit. I don't really go to them anymore because I've been neglecting it.
Has socials gotten better or worse?
I say they've probably gotten better since the last time I've gone, but I can't really speak from experience. But what I've heard from is that they've gotten better.
Why don't you go to socials anymore?
I just don't really like going there anymore. They're not my type of thing to go to. I'm not really into playing dodgeball. Yeah, basically it.
How do you feel of going to your last social?
It was pretty good. There was pizza.
Has socials gotten better or worse?
They've gotten better because more people go, so like it's more fun and entertaining.
Why do you go to socials?
Mostly because I have nothing better to do in life, and they're fun. Yeah.
As you can see from the interviews we have conducted, we got some pretty mixed reviews about school socials, but it's really in your hands to see if you want to go to them or not.
For this interview, we are interviewing some of the candidates that ran for youth government. We have a few questions. Let's begin. What did you run for?
I ran for clerk.
What was the most exciting part of running an election?
Most exciting part for running election was, I guess, being a part of something new and like speaking to people what I really wanted to do.
What was the hardest part of running an election?
I guess the thought of maybe not winning, but I did, so it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Why did you want to participate?
I have wanted to do this since I was in fourth grade because my cousin did this exact position, so I wanted to be in his footsteps, so I've been challenging myself to achieve that goal.
That is the end of the interview.
Ms. Alex, and I'm going to be interviewing Ms. Barkwitz, Ms. Whitehead, and Mrs. Chavez about how it's like being a teacher and each and every one of their thoughts about it.
So what in your lifetime has inspired you to become a teacher?
Well,
I was the oldest girl of six kids, and I always loved being with children. I babysat all my life. I took care of all my younger brothers and sisters, and I had some very inspiring teachers when I was growing up, and so I wanted to be just like them. My sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Paris, my seventh grade teacher, Mr. Tramp.
Okay. Why did the grade, this grade specifically?
I like second grade. I love the lower grades. I did preschool, I did kindergarten, and I like second grade. I don't like doing the standardized testing, like the PARC testing in third grade. So that's why I really like staying where I'm at. I feel I can be most effective.
What do you think you wish your students knew about?
There's so many things. You want me to pick just one or two? I wish they knew how to be kind to each other and how important that is in life. Because with kindness, everything is unlimited. You know, you can do so much by just respecting others and listening to others and, you know, understanding that you're part of a big world and we all have to get along.
What are your dislikes about teaching?
Well, I'm getting old. And I will admit, sometimes my patience wears thin with the age, I think. And so that makes it hard. And so much has changed in education since I started. It's very heavy on technology, and I am an admitted technophobe. Unlike all of you young people, I wasn't born with a computer in my hand, and I'm always afraid of breaking it. So it's hard for me to use that technology when I'm so afraid of it. I'm trying to overcome that, but I think that's the one thing that makes it hard.
All right, thank you for your time. What in your lifetime has inspired you to become a teacher?
My mom is a teacher, and I've had some really amazing teachers along the road and all of my years that I was in school. So that's what made me want to be a teacher, because those teachers showed me what it means to be a great teacher. So that's kind of what I want to be.
Okay. Why did you decide to teach the grade you teach specifically?
So I decided that I liked kind of the older grade of kids, like third, fourth, fifth grade. But this year, I'm just lucky that I get to work with kids in general. So I decided to go and take the position in kindergarten. And I knew that I would be learning a lot this year. And it's just been a great experience. So lots of learning in kindergarten.
What do you get most excited about when you teach?
I get excited to see the kids, you know, just really, really interested in the topics. And when we, for instance, today we went on a little nature walk and we looked at some leaves, and they were really excited to see all the different things that were in the leaves. And then we're going to make like a little craft with it, and just seeing their faces light up when we get to do fun little activities like that, you know, really just shows that learning can be fun.
What are your dislikes about teaching?
My dislikes? Maybe when people say it's easy, it's an easy job, because it's not hard, but it's definitely time consuming and takes a lot of work and effort. So when people act like it's, you know, nothing.
Okay. Thank you for your time. What in your lifetime has inspired you to become a teacher?
So I had a sixth grade math teacher. Her name was Miss Tepachevich, and she was a really good math teacher. She made math very interactive, and she cared a lot about her students, which made me want to become a teacher, and especially a middle school teacher. I also had a really nice high school teacher Mr. Richardson was his name. He was also a really great teacher. He showed a lot of his personality to the students. So, yeah, they wanted me to become teachers, a math teacher specifically.
Oh, okay. What do you get most excited about when you teach?
I really enjoy just overall the eighth grade curriculum. I like how just
different it is, I guess. Just going from like angle measurements to reflections and rotations. Like, I feel like it's the most like interesting thing to learn about. It's not so boring and dry as it is in seventh grade.
What do you think you wish you your students knew about?
About math?
Yeah.
Their times tables. I wish they knew their times tables.
I've come up with conclusions for each and every one of their responses. Miss Barkwitz looked up to her old teacher and decided to become a teacher later, and her reason for teaching her students about how important kindness really is to have in your life, because it's a skill that will definitely change the way people will see and respect you. Miss Whitehead said that she wished for her students to know something amazing and liked seeing her students learn something for the first time and when they experience something firsthand. Last but not least, Miss Chavez sees that many of her students struggle with their math and how it may affect them at math in general if they don't understand it 100%. But she inspires her students so they give 100% effort when it comes to studying and learning new things and slowly become familiar with it. After learning so much about being a teacher and what inspires them, we can learn from their efforts so that we get inspired as well and makes us much better people and learners.
This is Angel. I am a daily gamer that is interested in people's point of view of video games. I will now interview a student and a teacher. These are the results.
Video games are fun, but does it ever get boring?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because video games are something fun that everyone uses to not get bored.
What type of games do you play?
Fortnite, of course. Like, everyone plays it, man. Like, it's the best.
Do video games help you get out of real-world problems, or do they get you into more problems?
I actually think, depending if it's like a physical problem, maybe. But if it's like sort of a mental problem, I think it'll actually get worse.
Do you play with friends or by yourself?
Both. My friends are weird. And they're bad at games, too.
What do you think of video games?
I think video games are fun as long as they are not violent and teach appropriate things for middle school students.
Why do you think that?
Because I don't think middle school students should be exposed to violence and crime more than they have to be. And I think there are fun games like Pac-Man and Tetris that you can play.
Have you ever played video games? If so, what type of game do you play?
I really enjoyed the original Nintendo and Mario Brothers. I also thoroughly enjoy a great game of Tetris, which I highly recommend you play online for free. I also love Oregon Trail, and I know Mr. Gilman thoroughly enjoys it. It is absolutely phenomenal. And I think, Sega Genesis is top notch. If you have not played Sega Genesis, you are just not a good video gamer.
Was there ever a time where you thought video games were going to do something bad to the world?
Yes, there was a time, and there still is a time. I feel like many video games are inappropriate and expose students to inappropriate content.
When was that time?
Every day of my life.
Thanks for listening to my segment of video games. I hope you guys learned some things about video games. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Hi, this is Jackie
and Pedro.
We are 8th graders, and we interviewed brand new 8th graders that moved here this year, and 8th graders that have been here for a long time. Graduation is sometimes heartwarming for some students, which is one of the main reasons why we are doing this. This is what students had to say. Can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
It's been entertaining. It's been difficult because grades are always a top priority and always trying to get on top of those. So, yeah.
what is it like to be at this school for so long?
It's been a ride. A lot of things have gone on, a lot of times that I've tried really hard, my grades. It's been fun.
What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
How I've made friends. How to make friends, and like, it became an easier task.
How do you feel to finally leave Rhodes after a long time?
Sad, because I've never been anywhere besides Rhodes, so it's gonna be really scary to be in high school. I don't wanna be in high school. Yeah, it's gonna be sad. But it's also gonna let me grow as a human and stuff.
Okay.
One of the students that has been here for a long time, or original eighth graders. So I'm gonna ask you some questions and then you can answer me truthfully, right?
All right.
Okay, can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
It's been good. I know a lot of people because I've been here since like preschool, and like everybody knows me, so like it's been pretty good. I just feel like it's been a good experience so far.
What is it like to be in the school for so long?
It's like you could trust more people here because you've known them for so long, and you have like a lot of people you know, so you there's like no unfamiliar faces around, and like you know people, so it's like it's fun.
What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
Nothing really. I mean, some of the classes I went to. Also, the school lunches, of course, they've been like a little better, but like now it's like bad. That's it.
Basically. Anything in the specific?
No, not really. I mean, the only thing that probably changes like the teachers every year, but like so far, no, it's been the same.
How does it feel to finally leave Rhodes after a long time?
I feel like it's like less pressure on my shoulders, but I'm probably gonna get more pressure again when I go into high school. So like, I don't know, feels.
Are you gonna miss Rhodes?
Yes, kinda, yeah. I'm gonna miss the teachers and like, I'm just gonna miss the school.
All right, thank you for answering my questions, AJ.
You're welcome, goodbye.
Interview, can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
It has been really great. It's a fun experience that I have passed through these years that I have been here.
Can you give me a little bit of detail?
I have met new friends and have made great relationships with them. The teachers have been really nice and they have made my life easier than it is.
What is it like to be in this school for so long?
It's been really good because this school is amazing and it has showed me and taught me many things that could engage in high school and in my life throughout the years.
What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
I guess my grades. My grades have been getting better and increasing. The GPA has been increasing and it's been influenced for me to get A's and better grades than I have had in the past grades.
Okay. How does it feel to finally leave Rhodes after a long time?
Disappointing and really upsetting because I have known this school for 8 years, so it brings me tears to my eyes that I'm gonna leave this school and it's gonna be a really sad experience to leave it and not come back and not learn here.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you, and see you later.
Okay, bye.
Can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
It's been really good, honestly. I never thought that it would have been this good. But yeah, I mean, it has been quite 3 months, because that's how long I've been here for right now, and hopefully it goes on really good.
What's the difference from this school than your old school?
Well, there's many, but like
in a particular, I would say that, like, the teachers and the students, or some stuff that came, like, in classes or something, like, new classes I didn't know about, like, ICS. But just in general, like, they're just different, like, in the classes. But, yeah.
What was your first experience at Rhodes?
I could say that my first experience at Rhodes was meeting people for the first time, like, actually talking to someone. I guess it was, like, a good experience, because I never would have thought to, like, talk to anyone, honestly. Like, just been, like, 1 month without talking to anyone, I would have been, like, the weird person or something. But, yeah, that's, like, my first experience at Rhodes.
Did you feel welcome at Rhodes when you came for the first time?
I would say that I did, yeah. One of the eighth graders has been here for a long time, and can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
Well, it's been really nice because I got to meet people and new teachers.
Okay. What is it like to be in the school for so long?
Well, I'm used to it, and I guess I feel like I'm home.
Okay. What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
Well, my personality, because I got to meet new people, and I got to be, like, more good.
Okay. How does it feel? No, wait. What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
Like everything, kind of.
How does it feel to finally leave Rhodes after a long time?
Well, it's upsetting, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, okay, because I'm gonna get to know more new people, and I get to move with the same people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're with Berto.
Say hi.
Hi. And today we're gonna ask you some questions, okay?
Hi.
Alright, can you explain how your time at Rhodes has been?
It's been good. I've been here since preschool, so I mostly know around the building, and it's pretty fun. I'm gonna miss it when I graduate.
What is it like to be in the school for so long?
It's been pretty nice. It's been sad, but also good, because I see people come and go. Some good people, and then some other good people coming. So it's, like, fun overall.
What has changed in your time at Rhodes?
Friends. I've changed a lot about friends. Some of them left. Some of them I don't really talk to anymore because of the groups.
How does it feel to finally leave Rhodes after a long time?
It feels sad. I've been here since preschool. It's like my other home, third home. I got a lot of good memories being here, especially with sports and some teachers.
Well, thank you for your time, and see you later.
Bye.
The thing that we've learned was that many of these students are gonna be sad or emotional when graduation day arrives. But that doesn't mean the new eighth graders don't feel the same. It's going to feel bittersweet as me being a new eighth grader, even though I may not be here for long, because this is my first year, but also my last. This has been
Jackie
and Pedro. We hope that you like this podcast. Stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.
So that's season 2 of the Rhodes Bobcast. For season 3 coming up in the spring, we do have an exciting announcement. Our club is going to be entering a national podcast challenge sponsored by NPR. We'll do things a little differently, but all of us will be covering one unique story, and we're up to the challenge. Thanks for listening.